FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Right, we have a guest. Can you tell me your name, please?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Karen Eales.
Right, I was just getting the name right, so I didn't want to say the wrong one.
Don't worry, everybody does.
I'm sure.
And they all spell it wrong.
I didn't want to, because I was talking to someone and I got his name completely wrong. He said, no, I'm not Bob, I'm such and such. So I have to ask now to be on the safe side. So we've still got a full crew. Karen, see, Hannah and Kitty and Ian are all here. Now, you're in to tell us about tattoo, I believe.
A tattoo. And it's not that sort of tattoo, not one that you put on your arm.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. I'll rip my notes up then. I've got the wrong one.
Oh, bless. I work for the charity Aspire, which is based in Ryde.
Right.
Dover Street in Ryde. And I think it's probably, at least for the last 4 years for Aspire, we've been holding a Medina tattoo. And this is held by our dear friend Kieran Cooney, Dr. Kieran Cooney, with his amazing band White Hot Pipes.
Yeah.
And what we do is we bring over some pipe bands from the mainland and we have musicians playing all afternoon. It's a fantastic afternoon of music and song.
Fabulous.
So this year, it's at Medina Theatre. This year we've got Reading pipe band.
Right, okay.
So Reading are coming over, so I think there's probably about 18 pipers, so it's going to be quite a big event. We've got our normal White Hot Pipes that close the show for us. We've got Vectus Brass coming. We've got our host is Matt Black, the piano man, who comes over from the mainland, and he's a amazing pianist.
Yeah, I've seen
and
him.
And very funny.
He is.
Very
funny. He's hilarious. He was on, I think it was, oh, he was on with Kieran before.
Yes.
It was at Robin Hill we saw him.
With the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Yes. Yeah. And he came on and he was on the stage and I didn't want him to go. He
no.
Was so funny.
He does an amazing Titanic.
He
a 3-minute Titanic.
Yes,
oh,
fabulous.
So fabulous.
It's a very good comedy.
But we've also got other guests. We've got Vectus Brass, as I said. We've got the crew and we've got Hannah, the vintage songbird. So we've got quite a variety. So, and I think he's got a logistical nightmare to get all these acts on and off by 6 o'clock sort of thing.
I think absolutely. The good thing about all this, Karen, is they all give their time up, don't they?
Absolutely.
For
yeah.
charity, which
yes.
is amazing, really, because
yeah.
there's so many people involved, aren't there, really? But
yeah.
I think, yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, as you know, I work at the Medina Theatre.
You
that's
do.
Where we
yeah.
see each other all the time. So I've done the last couple up there, and I'm absolutely amazed, absolutely amazed. It's the most fantastic thing I've ever seen, I think.
Really? Oh, that's really lovely.
I think it's great, really.
It's quite emotional when they
yeah.
all play together. I mean,
yeah.
1 year, I don't know, you were there, you must have been there. It's been going for about 10 years now, when all the drummers walk down.
Down the sides.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Draw your breath, yeah.
And the
yeah.
piper
yeah.
oh amazing.
So I'm going to say, so Matt Black, it's comedy as well, isn't it?
Oh, he's
I
so
mean,
he's, funny.
He is good, isn't he?
Yeah,
yeah
he is so funny.
Yeah.
And so when is this going to happen?
This is on Sunday, the 17th,
yeah. right, okay.
at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Tickets are £16, but as I say, all the money raised will go to Aspire to help us to support local community, or Isle of Wight community, really. We're looking at this year supporting people at Christmas with hampers yeah. and Christmas meals. And
so how long have you been involved with Aspire?
I've been at Aspire 4 years now.
Right.
But I've been doing charity since 2002. I was at the hospice for 12 years, then Challenge and Adventure, then Aspire. So my life is events.
Yeah. mm. And this is why you shouldn't retire, of course.
Oh,
you need
stop
to keep
it.
Going,
I need
honestly.
To retire.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You'd be bored.
I'd be bored.
I think when Kieran breaks into doing the pop and all the classic stuff, it's incredible, isn't it?
And he doesn't do it at Medina, but if we're outside, you've got flames coming out of his pipes.
Yeah, you don't want to do that indoors.
No,
that would be a bit risky.
Yeah. I think the insurance policy would cover
be
that.
Nullified,
no,
yes.
No.
But it is fascinating.
He's
when he
a
does
massively
that.
Talented man. And White Hot Pipes, as I say, I cannot thank them enough for what they do for us. And they've supported me for 20 years.
Yeah.
I met Kieran when I first organise Walk the White, and I thought, what's this bloke playing the pipes? Well, he just turns up, you know. Yeah. And I'd go, all right, are you all right? Yeah, how can you get me up that mountain, you know, up at Tennyson? Be like, oh, gosh. And that's when I first met him, and we've just been friends ever since. And he's nothing's too much trouble for him. And no, I know it's a massive headache to put this event on. You know, they'll be there at goodness knows what on Sunday rehearsing, but they're very professional. Yeah. And it'll be a great afternoon.
Considering, you know, you'd never begin to think he was a doctor, would you?
No.
Because he's the most unlikely looking doctor you would ever think to be there.
Be careful, he might be listening.
I'm going to say, he's always so busy, isn't he?
He is.
He never gets a minute to himself. But to find time to do this and do it for charity, I think is absolutely
admirable. Doctor. Yeah. Very good doctor.
Yeah, sure.
And good Ireland supporter. He supports not just my charity, other charities as well, you know.
He's
good.
Kitty?
Great.
So how can people get tickets, Karen?
Right, you can go to the minute, you can either get them online at Medina Theatre, or you can ring the box office, which is 823 884.
Okay, lovely. And it's the price again?
£16.
Yeah. That's a nice price for what you're
absolutely getting. Because last year it was a lot cheaper, and people kept saying you should charge more. People that were there said this is just amazing. 16, you should charge more.
Yeah. I mean, £16 is a very small price for a ticket for that, isn't it? To be honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So great, if you want a good afternoon of entertainment, it's really good fun. We do a big raffle as well. Try and raise a bit of extra money, and
it starts at 2 o'clock. What time does it finish? About six? Did you say
half past
six?
Five.
Half past five.
They've got to get a ferry. Remember?
Yeah. Okay.
It's quite emotional as well, isn't it?
It is. It
very
is.
Emotional.
When they at the end, we get the bands and the pipers. Everybody plays together. White hot pipes. Everybody, and it is very emotional. Yeah,
of course. Which is great.
I'm going to say, we mustn't forget also that there's a young lady that sings as well, as I can't think of
Hannah.
Her name.
Hannah. Yeah, well. Hannah the Vintage Songbird.
Yeah. Yeah, what a voice she's got.
She's got a beautiful...
We've got a Hannah in the room. Yeah. Different Hannah.
Is it you that's singing?
I don't remember signing up.
You don't remember? Oh, you might get a bit shocked then when we drag you in on Sunday.
You would remember, that's for sure. Uh-huh. Yeah. She was on stage singing.
And we've got dancers. We've got Scottish dancers coming over as well.
Oh,
the White,
great stuff.
The White Rose Highland Dancers and the crew. The crew are great. They're great supporters of us as well.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So they're sea shanties.
If I remind myself, I was in Medina before. Now, the amount of people you're talking, have they put an extension on the end of Medina to get all those people in?
That's where you've got to get your ticket quick.
Yeah, I think so.
So we're hoping to fill it, because it's smashing when you get a full house.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And
well, when it's for charity, you obviously want the whole place.
Yeah. I'll be the one running up and down the stairs.
Yeah.
You know, right, okay.
What, playing the
trying to find a piper. Somebody's lost or something, you know.
No, it should be fun.
Well, a little dicky bird tells me you're going to be playing the pipes this year.
Oh,
Karen,
have a laugh. No, I don't play anything.
Okay.
I don't even sing, you know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to hear me sing.
Oh, go on, give us a song.
So I just stand there and clap.
Wonderful.
Right, well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about it.
Thank you.
It's really impressive what Aspire do, I have
thank
to say.
Thank you.
They're
really
good.
We're hoping this year to feed families at Christmas again with our hampers. So we're doing a hamper appeal.
If there's anything else we can do, you can always come back.
Thank you so much.
Nearer Christmas and stuff.
So we are
like
doing a launch in December for the hampers.
Right,
so if anybody wants to sponsor a hamper.
Right, okay.
And then we will buy the hampers, all fresh food hampers, and they will support a family.
Mm.
So we're looking at doing 100. So,
great job.
Well, if you want someone to come in and have a word.
Thank you. That would be lovely.
If you do it about 2 weeks before when you're doing it, that gives us time to put it on air and people hear about it, and you might get more people contacting you saying you would like.
Well, they can just come and give me the money on Sunday.
Yeah. That's good. There you go.
Nice one.
Thank you, team.
Thanks, Karen. Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Right, let's have some more music. Coldplay, Feel Like I'm Falling in Love, taking us into the break. Coming out the other end, we have Chuck Berry.